Musical instrument. 1. Do you know how to play any musical instruments? A. No, I've never learned to play a musical instrument. It's been a goal of mine for a while, but I've just never found the time. I always have a lot on my plate, but if I had the chance, I'd love to learn how to play guitar. It's a fun instrument and doesn't look hard to play. B. Yes, I know how to play a couple different instruments. I can play both the guitar and the ukulele. They're pretty similar to each other. The guitar just has more strings, but the basic concept is the same. I'd love to learn how to play piano as well. I think it's a really cool instrument. 2. Have you learned about music at school? A. Yes, I have been lucky enough to study music from kindergarten through high school. In these music classes, I picked up various skills like reading sheet music, singing, and even trying out different musical instruments. One special memory I have is when my middle school music teacher taught us how to play the flute, which was truly an enriching experience. B. Back in school, I didn't have many opportunities to learn about music. The primary reason was that my school prioritized traditional subjects like Chinese, math, and English. So they often pushed music classes aside to make space for those fundamental subjects. This was somewhat disappointing, as I've always found music to be both captivating and soothing. 3. Do you think all children should have music lessons at school? A. Yes, it's important for schools to expose students to all kinds of skills so they can find out what they are passionate about. How else will they find their destiny? For example, imagine Yo-Yo Ma had never taken a music class. The world would have missed out on all his beautiful music, and he might be stuck in an unfulfilling job. B. No, music is not for everyone. And children shouldn't be forced to take part in activities that don't inspire them. Unlike math, for example, music isn't necessary to someone's success in society, and most jobs don't require music knowledge. It's better to give students elective subjects where they can choose whatever they are interested in. 4. Do you think it is easy to learn to play a musical instrument? A. Yes. Just like learning anything else, you start with the basics when learning to play an instrument. However, there are some instruments that are more difficult than others. For example, the harmonica is pretty straightforward and intuitive, while the violin is notoriously difficult to grasp. That being said, if you find an instrument you love, sticking with it will be easier. B. No, playing an instrument well is a skill that takes years to master. Just learning to read music is almost like learning a language. It requires rhythm, timing, and intuition. On top of that, you'll need to build muscles and breath work specific to your instrument, and develop your own style. Learning an instrument is something that definitely doesn't happen overnight. 5. What musical instruments do you like listening to most? Why? A. I really like listening to the piano. It's so soothing. Whenever I listen to someone play the piano, I feel like I'm truly at peace. The warm tones of the keys are so pleasing to the ear. Plus, there's a lot of complexity with the chords. So, it's also interesting to listen to. B. I love listening to the violin. Some people think that string instruments are boring, but to me, they're the prettiest instruments in the world. Violins have a lovely sound to them. It always makes me relaxed when I listen to someone playing the violin. I love how rich the music from them is. 6. Do you think music education is important to children? A. I think teaching kids music is important. Music activates certain parts of their brain and can improve their mental health. So, from that standpoint, it's great for their well-being. Music also helps kids express themselves and be creative. It's good for them to have an outlet like that. B. I don't think music education is that important for kids. It might be fun for some kids, but stressful for others. If kids don't have a natural aptitude for music, then they might get frustrated by having to learn it. It's more important for them to focus on subjects like science and math. Those subjects are much more useful. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。